We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Mangino.
And I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. And, you know, I heard the new unemployment numbers this morning, Robert, and I knew that Jill was going to be on the show with us today, and I was thinking, okay, we're going to have good news today, and we didn't.
Jill, not the news that we were hoping for, but especially not the news that the economists on Wall Street were expecting either.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this report, three different aspects.
Okay.
One is just the number of people who are filing new claims for state unemployment benefits, and that was the number that was is usually the headline number. It's the one that was like, oh my God, it's 6 million, and then it's been going down. It was actually higher than the previous week, 898,000. Mm-hmm. And that's a bummer. Like, you don't want to see this number go up. Now, here's the but. The but is that we also keep track, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, keeps track of the number of people who are receiving benefits already. That number went down. And so that's called continuing claims. That fell to about just over 10 million, down by 1.1 million. Good news. I like that. The last bit of this, which is very pandemic related specifically, is that we have all of these other programs, right? Remember, we had the special program for gig and self-employed folks. And so there's a number that the Labor Department's using in this report and is now saying, hey, here's the total number of people under the emergency stuff, the CARES Act, the regular state unemployment. That number was sort of like a meh number, 25.3 million. It was down a bit from the week before, but 25.3 million. And 25 million people receiving some sort of benefits is just an extraordinarily high number. So, yeah, I'm happy it went down by a couple hundred thousand from the week before, but yowza, that's a big number. It caught my attention.
Right.
And I guess that the answer to all of this is that I think the overall trend has been that weekly claims are sort of staying stubbornly high, but that the total number of people receiving benefits under all the programs is inching down. And I mean inching very slowly.
Now, when you look at the increased numbers for COVID-19 on a daily-to-day case basis, it looks as though we're climbing back up again. Mm. Is there a concern that as those numbers climb, that could be then reflected in the economy and then ultimately in jobs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt about that. I think that if we kind of push ourselves forward and we say, okay, how are all these people going to continue to work if we have schools closing, for example, or everything's going online, or some of the businesses that said, come on in, they're saying, nah, you know what, don't come in so much. That's going to slow things down. I mean, that's one of the weird things that's going on in the economy, in that when I talk to really smart economists, right, all sorts, what they are worried about is not that about the third quarter, which is the number we're going to get coming up, right? So we know that January, February, March, the economy contracted by 5%. Then it cratered by 30% in the second quarter. The third quarter, we're going to show a big bounce, up 30%. However, it's the fourth quarter that people are quite concerned about, and that we may not see the economy expand that much. Maybe a little bit, because maybe there's some pent-up demand that's out there. Maybe people will spend money around the holiday season. But the fourth quarter is in super duper focus, especially because we don't have a stimulus package yet.
Jill, I want to go back to those overall numbers that you were talking about just a minute ago, because I'm wondering, I mean, some of those people who have been receiving the benefits all this time, do we run the risk that their benefits run out and that's why we don't see them represented in the numbers?
Well, it depends. You know, the other weird thing is that the United States has a patchwork of systems when it comes to unemployment benefits. It's run through the states. So some states, those benefits can run out in 15, 18 weeks, some usually up to 26 weeks. Now, let's do some quick math with me. 26 weeks sort of sounds like 6 months to me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's now starting to get on to this area where we're at 6 months. So you're right, we are now in this danger zone. And that's why this fourth quarter is becoming very concerning to economists. And by the way, to a lot of officials, I mean, we're Gary Cohn, who was part of the Trump administration before he left, you know, he's a pretty middle of the road conservative guy. He's freaking out. He's going around saying we need stimulus because all of these people who are running out of benefits, they're going to need benefits extended and they're going to need more money. And, you know, the weird thing is, I know I've said this to you guys a million times, but just because there may be one new listener, you know, the idea of extending unemployment benefits and the idea of even giving enhanced benefits with the federal government help, that is not just humanitarian. It's actually good for the economy because those people will actually use the money and propel the economy. They'll do stuff with their money. So without it, we do run the risk of pulling back, maybe even double dipping, which is essentially we've had a contraction, we expand, maybe we expand for another 3 months very slowly, but we need that help. We need that boost to the economy.
And that help that we need, how close are we to it?
Well, I mean, Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin just said that the White House is going to raise their offer for the stimulus package. So right now, House Democrats have passed a $2.2 trillion plan. The president has said $1.8. The problem is that it is not clear that the Republicans will pass it even at $1.8. And I think that's why Mitch McConnell has been loath to actually put this bill through, because there are members of the Republican caucus that are not going to vote for any response, for any stimulus. So it's very difficult. So, you know, McConnell has basically said anything larger than $1.8 trillion is no good. And by the way, we're going to do $500 billion. We could do $500 billion, a targeted plan. And the Democrats are saying it's not big enough and we are not hanging our hat on coming back to the well, so we better do it bigger. So we're at an impasse, and it stinks.
It does.
And Joe, real quick, there are a few areas where we could see some seasonal jobs, are there not? Like in maybe some of the delivery services or the FedExes or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are always seasonal jobs. There are always jobs that are going to be needed. And, you know, it's fascinating to talk to some of the people who are trying to hire amid the pandemic. But you're right. They're in the areas where you would imagine, you know, they are the delivery warehouse people on one end, and then they're the software and hardware engineers on the other end. You know, I also would be irresponsible if I didn't point out that all the major banks released earnings that have just kicked butt. So if you want another feeling of like a sucker punch, you say, oh, great. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase, I'm really happy that their profits are up, you know, 90 gazillion percent. Mm-hmm. And we have 25 million Americans who are on unemployment. Something not right about that, guys.
Yeah, indeed.
Absolutely. Jill, thank you very much for your time. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, joining us
Thanks,
out of
Jill.
New York. Thank you, Jill.